Master. Master, are you in there? Oh, Master. Are you all right? Why do I ask? Well, because it's been almost 2 days since you've left this room. Haven't you noticed? Huh? Yes, I did read the memo. And I know all about your plans to fire anyone who complains about not having their holiday bonus this year. Oh, yes. I did help your little brother with his chores. And you'll be happy to know that he followed my instructions to the letter. Now then, I think it is high time for you to stop working and come get some food before rest. All right, Master? You'll sleep when you're dead. Well, you certainly will be dead if you don't get some rest, sir. Now come with me. And that's an order. Oh? You'll fire me again, you say? Oh, goodness. This will be the seventh time you've threatened me with that, Master. And it'll be the fourth if you actually follow through. But still, we both know how this will end. Oops. It looks like your laptop's in hibernation now. So, I guess you'll just have to come eat after all. You may scowl all you like, sir, but you know I'm right, so come on. Bossy, for a maid? Oh, I am just doing my duties, ensuring your health and well-being, sir. Oh, I am sure the board would have found a more, direct way to get rid of you, rather than hiring a maid assassin, sir. After all, you were the one who said the board lacked any creativity, right? Although I do see yours as robust as ever. Oh, no. I was just thinking that I never would have thought that when I was offered this position to serve as a maid to a corporate CEO that, well, if I'm honest, I didn't think I would be caring for such a handsome and younger gentleman such as yourself. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that, sir. I just find it amusing is all. Although, to be honest, your story is rather remarkable. The way that you and your brother were both orphans, taken in by the former CEO, just to become his successor. And not only that, but leading the company into a new golden age. If I'm honest, I'm extremely proud. And, you know, there are predictions that your company is going to be the largest global corporation within the next decade. Honestly, I'm just happy to be a part of it, even in this small way. There's that smug, confident smile of yours again, Master. Although I do have to say, I prefer your genuine smile. Oh, well, yes. Your genuine smile, the one that you have when you're actually happy, and it shows itself the most when you're talking to your little brother or me. Oh. Oh, you don't have to lie to me, sir. It's just us here. Everyone else has gone home or have already gone to bed. So you can relax. If you like, you can even hold my hand. We haven't done that for some time, have we? I'm imagining things, am I? What about that blush on your face? Am I imagining that too? Am. Oh, well then, let me feel your forehead. Let me be sure you don't have a fever. No, you don't feel too warm, so maybe it's all right if I do this. Master. But that's why I'm here to take care of you after all. Now then, I've prepared a meal for you and for myself as well. So, right this way. Here we are. I hope everything is to your liking. Nervous? Oh, no, of course not. I just hope you like the meal. It is your favorite, after all. And as for the candles, well, I just felt that it'd be more, romantic. Well, yes, romantic. This is something that couples do. Now, can I get you anything? Anything to drink? Something other than water? No? Well, that's all right. In that case, let's eat. So, how is it? Oh, thank goodness. I did have your chef assist me in making it, so I knew it would be pretty good. Huh? Oh, no. I kept us a secret. Don't worry. Hey, could I maybe ask you something? Are you embarrassed of us? Of, what we are to each other. Well, no, I just feel like the reason you hide our relationship is because, well, I'm obviously not in the same standing as you are, and. Huh? That's not it? Then what is it? You think the boards would try to use me against you if they found out about us? Oh, but Master, I know you're at odds with most of them, but surely they wouldn't stoop so low as to. Oh my goodness. I think that might have been the first time I've ever made you laugh like that. But still, if they're that heartless, why not just get rid of them? You were doing fine before them, so. I see. If they go, then it would create a power vacuum and cause the loss of a lot of jobs. Huh? Oh, well, no. It's just nice to hear that you do care about the people who work under you. Oh? Oh, come now. Don't you dare try to deny it. I know secretly, deep down, you care, even if you like to pretend that you don't. Oh, really? Well, that's not the way I hear it. In fact, your little brother told me that you would be letting him overrule your decision about the holiday bonuses for everyone. Indeed. Just face it, you care about us even if you don't want to show it. I mean, just for an example, do you remember that surprise cruise that you gave your entire staff? And do you remember that one butler who fell into the ocean and you jumped in right after him? I remember we had to throw down a lifeboat to rescue the both of you. And then after that, you spent 2 hours in the infirmary yelling at him about how worried you'd been. Oh, Master, darling, are you all right? Oh, you're feeling tired? Well, I guess you would after working for 48 hours nonstop. I told you needed to rest. Here, let me assist you to your room, all right? No. No, I'm helping you. No exceptions. Now, come on. Let's get you to your room. Yes, that's it. Just this way. This place could use a map to get around, honestly. Or at the very least, an elevator. Huh? You'd like me to join you tonight? Oh my. How bold of you, sir. Oh, no, I knew what you meant. And I will. Someone has to make sure that you're put to bed properly and well taken care of, right? Right, here we are, Master. Would you like me to run you a bath or. No? Yeah. You do look pretty tired. All right, let's say tomorrow morning. I can bathe you, all right? But for now, let's just get some sleep. All right? Here, let me undress you and. No, it's no trouble at all. Trust me. I do enjoy disrobing my master. Here, lay down, won't you? Ah, there we go. Ah, darling, here. Come snuggle close to me and rest your head just here. You look so peaceful like this. I think, yeah, I think this is the best part of my job. Being able to hold you like this, and then being able to wake up to see your face every morning. It's truly a blissful experience. What is it? What do you have to tell me? Oh. I love you too, Master. And I promise that I will always, always be by your side.